Remember Y2K? It seemed so important then as we waited for the personal computer Armageddon. Then came the election of 2000, the race that had us all wondering, how come we can put a man on the moon but we can't count votes? Perhaps somewhere down the road, the remarkably close presidential contest of 2000 will loom large on the historical record. On the other hand, it could well turn out to be a historical footnote that will end up as a presidential trivia question on a future edition of Jeopardy. So what did really matter in the year 2000? Maybe a child was born who might change the world as profoundly as Galileo, Newton, or even Hitler once did. Or, in a laboratory somewhere, an anonymous researcher had begun to unleash the secrets of Alzheimer's disease or the common cold. Thinking along this same vein, take a look back at 1879, an otherwise unremarkable year. The European newspapers of the day probably gave substantial ink to the political machinations of Germany's Chancellor Bismarck. Perhaps the odd experiments of a Russian scientist named Pavlov with a dog and a bell attracted some notice. And certainly the tinkering of a young man named Edison with some bits of filament and electrical wires must have drawn some interest among forward-thinking investors. But it is very unlikely that anyone besides his family took note of the birth on March 14, 1879, in Ulm, Germany, of a boy named Albert. It isn't hard to argue that Einstein's birth was one of the most important things that happened that year, so much for the big moments in history as recorded by the media. So what will they say about November 2000? What notable event will future generations look back on and say, this was where it all began? What if it turned out to be the first operations of the International Space Station, the orbiting laboratory which opened for business even as presidential candidates George W. Bush and Al Gore were battling down to the wire? Perhaps for future generations, living and working routinely in orbit or in some far-flung space colony, this largely overlooked event may become the next millennium's equivalent of Columbus Day, a holiday that marks the beginning of a profound new era in human history. If that scenario plays out, future historians may look back on the early years of the 21st century and ridicule the primitive equipment our astronauts on the International Space Station were using. They may marvel at how these pioneers were able to accomplish anything with such crude devices, which is exactly how we look back at the remarkable discoveries of the past. This opening section offers a look at the history of space, or more accurately, reviews how humans have progressed in understanding the universe and our place in it. It shows how, over the centuries, people used reason and observation, and eventually a few crude inventions, to figure out the universe and its workings. It shows how thinking about space and the universe went from superstition to myth to religion, and finally to science. How people from the earliest days of civilization, staring at the seemingly uncountable stars, began to order the heavens. And how we moved, in a brief instant of cosmic time, from seeing the heavens as celestial pictures of bears, crabs, and archers, to comprehending the basic laws that govern the universe. It is a remarkable story of human achievement and imagination, and much of this history is concerned with people who dared to question accepted wisdom, even when asking questions posed some danger. This is also the history of superstition and faith, which are different ways to describe things that science can't know for certain. We often take what we know for granted. But it was the work of many geniuses, sometimes working alone, sometimes working in remarkable groups, who have brought us to where we are at the beginning of the third millennium. And throughout this historical overview, the focus is on the human face of astronomy, especially in profiling some of the giants of science who profoundly changed the way we see the world. However, it also points to some of the mistaken ideas and scientific blunders that have held sway, like some of those set forth by the great Aristotle himself, a great philosopher but a pretty lousy astronomer. Those ideas shaped human thinking for centuries to come, or those of Ptolemy, a Greek scholar of the first century whose correct ideas about the Earth and the universe were offset by his very wrong ideas about Earth's size and its being the center of the universe, with some amazing consequences for human history. This overview leads to the great thinkers of the Renaissance and Enlightenment, such as Copernicus, Kepler, Galileo, and finally Newton, men whose ideas and theories not only altered scientific understanding, but changed the course of events in ways that few politicians or generals ever have.